Hey, thank you for showing interest and downloading this new mini ebook where I'm talking about personal standards. You might as well be interested in downloading the other book where I'm talking about personal power. If you have not done it yet, you can quickly go and download that as well and raise your personal power. Now, as you're interested in personal standards, which are integral part of personal power, let's talk about it and let's get to the subject. What are personal standards? Do you ever wonder what separates the highest achievers from everyone else? There are, of course, many possible answers to this question. Your personal power is raised because of your personal standards. However, there is something else that's also of paramount importance, and that something is coming down to the personal standards you set for yourself and for your life. Personal standards are mostly a set of behaviors that we choose to consistently indulge in. These behaviors are built upon expectations you have of yourself in a variety of situations. They are in some respects performance standards. In other words, they lay down the benchmark of performance for your life. Now, how we can recognize your personal standards? Let's talk about that. Your personal standards are reflected in how you treat yourself and in how you treat others. What's more, they also reflected in how you expect to be treated by other people. When you have high standards, you expect to be treated with high regards. However, when you have low standards, you will often accept things how they are. And you may even allow others to walk all over you, which is the clear indication that you are struggling with low self-esteem. When you have low self-standards, you will often fall prey to other people's influence. And this happens because you fail to stand up for yourself. You fail to stand up for your principles and your beliefs. Your personal standards, of course, are intricately intertwined with your level of self-esteem. Therefore, to raise your self-esteem requires first raising your personal standards, and hence you will raise your personal power as well. Your personal standards are also reflected in the promises you keep, in the way you dress, and the way you manage your life, your health, your finances, your environment. Your personal standards are reflected in the quality of work and values and communication you do. In fact, everything you do and say provides others with sights and insights into the personal standards you keep. If, for instance, your work or home environment is messy and disorganized, that clearly reflects the standard you uphold in this area of your life. On the other hand, when your environment is clean and orderly, that sends entirely different message about personal standard you live by. And did you know that within first 30 seconds of meeting you, a person will often create a story about you in their imagination based on the way you dress, communicate, and move your body. All this provides them with a ballpark indication of the types of standards you consistently uphold. If for any reason this person senses that you live by a low set of standards, then they will modify their behavior and judge you accordingly. On the other hand, if they sense you that you hold high standards, then you're more likely to win their respect and admiration. Because your personal standards are reflected in so many areas of your life and in so many ways, they are therefore always on the show, out there for the public to notice. With that in mind, it is important to note that you're always sending subliminal messages and signals about how you feel about yourself, others, and circumstances in life, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. And sadly, you're constantly being judged by other people based on those messages. So no matter how casually or importantly you think about yourself, every time you are under the show and the signals you're sending out to other people are noticed. So now you know that personal standards we keep determine the expectations we set in others. They likewise determine the quality of results and the overall quality of our lives. Hold your personal standards very high for yourself and for others, and you see how you change the circumstances and people and yourself in life. I hope you must have gained quite a lot of insights on the personal standards. Now, if you are interested more in working towards raising your personal standards and knowing more about the subject, you are most welcome to work with me personally, and you know how to do it. I look forward to working with you. See you soon. Thank you for listening and taking out time to know more about my work and being here.